Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Brian Walker. Father Brian is an itinerant preacher based in Chicago. His preaching today is entitled, "Look Where You're Going, Not Where You've Been."
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Some Sadducees, those who deny that there is a resurrection, came forward and put this question to Jesus, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. First married a woman, but he died childless. Then the second and the third married her, and likewise all seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. Now at the resurrection, whose wife will that woman be? For all seven had been married to her." Jesus said to them, "The children of this age marry and remarry, but those who are deemed worthy to attain to the coming age and to the resurrection of the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. They can no longer die, for they are like angels, and they are the children of God because they are the ones who will rise. That the dead will rise, even Moses made known in the passage about the bush when he called Lord the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And he is not God of the dead, but of the living, for to him all are alive." Some of the scribes said in reply, "Teacher, you have answered well." And they no longer dared to ask him anything. The Gospel of the Lord. It is interesting how oftentimes we spend so much time looking on what was. We always look back and we think on what was. We think of our childhood. We think of the things that we learned growing up. How often do we hear about, "Well, my mom used to make this meal a certain way," or "my grandmother did this," or "we had a lot of family traditions." And we keep thinking about all of the things that we used to do. Those of us who have been around a little bit longer have a tendency to do that more, because we become nostalgic and we realize that things are not as they used to be. A lot of people in the church complain about that as well. Things are not what they used to be. Why do we have to keep making all of these changes? Why are things so different? Why couldn't we have just left them the way they were? The problem is that the world changes. The world changes a lot. We change. And if there's any doubt in that, the older you get, all you have to do is look in a mirror and you see that the face looking back at you is not that same face that was looking at you many years ago. We change. The world changes. We have to make sure that we are looking where we are going and not just where we've been. Oh, yes, we do have to look back and make sure that we don't make the same mistakes. But what's most important is that we look ahead. We look ahead and we see what can change, what should change within us so that we are a better people. When I was a young child, I remember romping down the street with my grandfather, and he would always look at me and say, "Look where you're going and not where you've been." I always had a tendency to skip backwards because I wanted to look at him. And he was going very slow. He was older. And he kept saying, "Look where you're going and not where you've been." What happened one day was, while I was skipping backwards, I fell. I hit my head. And as I was seeing stars above me, my grandfather walked up and said, "I told you, look where you're going and not where you've been." Oftentimes, we have a tendency to be stuck in the past. Let us look forward. Let us look forward to see where we can go, what we can become, and hopefully with God's grace and our continued prayers, where we are going will be much better than where we have been. Amen.